staff.
Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding. Open the work session. We have a couple items. Senate Bill 5532 relating to lottery bonding. Robin?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. What you have in front of you is actually a fairly simple bill. It does three things. First, it increases the cap on the bonding authority that can be issued by the Economic and Community Development Department to reflect what you have approved in their budget bill. That is in the dash two amendments at the very front of those amendments. Second, it includes bonding authority for the Department of Higher Education for deferred maintenance projects and establishes a Department of Higher Education deferred maintenance project fund. And third, it adds a technical adjustment to correct the dates of bond issuance to previously authorized lottery bonds for the Washington County Commuter Rail Project.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move the dash two amendments to Senate Bill 5532 and that the bill as amended be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Morgan moves the dash two amendments and further recommends that 5532 be moved with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I need a carrier for both the House and the Senate and for the full committee.
The Senate bill. The full will be Senator Winters, and the Senate side. Is it, do I do that?
We can just have Mr. Chair. We can just have Senator Winters do both.
And then it'd be appointed. Okay.
And then
House will be Morgan.
Thank you.
Representative Morgan. Senate Bill 5503 relating to bonding. As quickly as we change. Larry?
Yes. Chair and committee members, placed before you is a memo on Senate Bill 5503, and attached to that amendment, attached to that memo are the dash two amendments. 5503 is a bill that carries the rest of the bond issuance authorities for 2005-07. As you recall, we've already passed most of those in Senate Bill 5632. There were four remaining bond authorizations that decisions were outstanding as of July 20th, so we held them up until this bill. This bill will have four components as it's amended to cover general fund dedicated fund obligations for the Department of Higher Education, consistent with Senate Bill 5514, which was passed out of full committee this morning. And I've outlined it for you in the memo, the numbers that are consistent with the changes. You'll see, starting on the bottom of the memo, item one, the amendments do in fact delete everything that's already passed out in 5632. They do put in two Article 11G bond authorizations, one for the Department of Higher Education for approximately $82.6 million, and one for the Community College and Workforce Development for $38.5 million. In total, the 11G authorization for 05-07 is approximately $121 million. Article 11F, general bond obligation, again, consistent with the actions taken in Senate Bill 5514, is for $382.4 million. And the revenue bond limit, consistent with the bond authority that you just reviewed with Robin in the previous bill, $233.3 million is necessary for the projects that were in that project list. And the last action is to amend the Certificates of Participation Authorization for Department of Administrative Services for 05-07 to approximately $445.9 million. And the table there outlines the fact that four projects were deleted, six were increased slightly, and there are six new ones that were added to the list. The bullets below talk about the rationale for those changes, each of which were approved by the subcommittees and or the final negotiation team. So the last action necessary would be to adopt the dash two amendments consistent with these changes. And ultimately, the bill will look very short and brief. It will have basically five numbers with leading to four different bond authorizations.
Sure. Thank you. Discussion. Motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments into Senate Bill 5503 and that Senate Bill 5503 as amended be moved to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Discussion. Objection. Seeing none? So ordered. Is there an objection to having Senator Carter vote on Senate Bill 5532? Seeing none. How do you vote, Senator?
Aye.
Very good. She votes aye. We are adjourned.
You guys should keep your rooms.
We'll have...